This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, milk. People still buy the cow's variety, but far less than before. Two major Dallas-based milk producers have even declared bankruptcy. I talked with Parkland Hospital dietitian Rachel Trammell about the drop in milk consumption and whether it's still a diet essential.
Part of the reason why milk consumption is down is because of different wellness ambassadors, you could say, on social media promoting things like almond milk, cashew milk, things like that. Another reason is because of people's awareness of environmental things.
What is the environmental concern?
So some people say dairy cattle and beef cattle production contributes to methane production, which then contributes to global warming and things like that. It does, but not in the way that maybe some outlets want us to think. If we completely did away with all beef and all dairy, would it make that big of an impact? Maybe not. But if we went flexitarian, maybe have a couple of vegetarian or vegan meals a week, that would make a pretty big difference and we wouldn't have to completely get rid of a whole food group. So there are several reasons why. If you look at the consumption of things like almond milk and cashew milk, oat milk, that has skyrocketed.
Why are the alternatives so popular then?
One reason is because veganism has really taken off lately. So a lot of people are becoming either part-time vegan or full-time vegan, so they're not consuming dairy because that's not included in a vegan lifestyle.
Now, granted, everybody has the right to pursue their own choice.
True.
But
that.
From a health standpoint.
Depends on the alternative, right? So
yeah.
Let's look at almond milk. Almond milk has about 1 gram of protein in 8 ounces, not very much. It has added calcium, so that's good. But when you compare it to cow's milk, it doesn't measure up nutritionally. If you really do need to avoid dairy, soy milk is a great alternative because it has about 8 grams of protein in an 8 ounce glass, which is the same as milk.
Almond milk, oat milk?
So almond milk, oat milk, cashew milk, those three are really not as nutritionally adequate as dairy milk or soy milk.
The U.S. dietary guidelines recommend people 9 and over consume 3 cup equivalents of fat-free and low-fat dairy products, milk, yogurt, cheese, and fortified soy milk, they say. Yet U.S. adults consume about half that.
Well, sometimes I think that our portion ideas are kind of off. A lot of people eat a lot more cheese than they realize, whether it's on pizza and mac and cheese, on their vegetables, things like that. I think that we're probably eating more dairy than we realize.
As for cow's milk itself, is it still considered an essential part of our diets?
I don't know that you really have to have it, but it is very rich in branched chain amino acids like isoleucine and valine. And those are really good for recovery. So if you have an active lifestyle where you lift weights or run long distances, that's a great recovery drink. Milk is a great source of calcium naturally. Some milk is fortified with vitamin D. Vitamin D helps us absorb calcium. So that's a good power couple right there. Also, milk has a good source of B12 and B2. So those are great and really important for not only growth, but also cognitive health and things like that.
But there is still debate about milk. There are some people, who cite, things like lactose intolerance, heart disease, food allergies.
I don't know about heart disease. I think that if you're consuming the right kind of milk and having a balanced diet overall, milk can contribute. As far as lactose intolerance, there is lactate in other milks that do not have the lactose because they've been exposed to lactase, the enzyme. But if you do have a food allergy, there are some really great alternatives like soy milk. That would be the best option just because it does have the protein. However, pea milk.
What type of milk?
Pea milk. So PEA, the green vegetable.
Yeah.
Pea protein is really popular with people who don't do whey protein because peas actually, strangely, have a lot of protein. There is a brand called Ripple. There are other brands available at the grocery store. Usually if you see a vegan milk product or some other product that has protein, it's going to be either from pea or soy.
If you are going to drink cow's milk, what type should you drink?
So if your goal is to lose weight, try 2%, 1% milk. It has a little less fat, but still has all that great protein and those good carbohydrates that we need to help with joint health, or you just want that good healthy fat that dairy can provide. Whole milk isn't bad, but we do need to consider that it does have more calories than low-fat milk. So you wouldn't want to have full-fat dairy and eat cookies and eat cake and do all the other things, right? Because all those calories contribute.
Rachel Trammell, thank you for being with me.
Thanks, Sam.